Opera Philadelphia seemed to be itching for a break from the Opera House with its pop-up performances at the Reading Terminal Market and Macy's Department Store. Now, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports, the company has announced formal plans to perform in even less predictable places.
It doesn't sound like an opera or act like one, but Opera Philadelphia firmly believes that the Serbian language piece titled Svatba, which depicts apprehensive bridesmaids on the eve of a wedding, will fulfill all of its operatic potential while performed in a reconstituted 1903 pumping station along the Delaware River, now occupied by Fringe Arts. Are the Kimmel Center rental rates that bad?
It's not to displace works out of the Opera House. It's to find pieces that are better served in a different place.
The new series is called Opera in the City. Opera Philadelphia's general director David Devan hatched the idea while hearing Svatba in a Toronto rehearsal room shortly before its 2011 premiere. Immediately, he wanted to bring it here. But other people were less impressed when encountering this a cappella piece by Belgrade-born Ana Sokolovic in a more traditional theater.
So that's when I was like, okay, hang on a second. We need people to be sitting on top of this thing, and it doesn't need to be in a stage, and we don't have to have an orchestra pit that we're looking across, well, because there's no orchestra.
Next up is El Cimarron, Hans Werner Henze's politically charged opera about an escaped Cuban slave that's tentatively planned for the basement of a former power plant in Old City.
No one can ever accuse us of, like, sitting around and being boring.
Small-scale opera in unconventional venues is no stranger to Philadelphia, but Devan's well-promoted endeavor comes at a time when forward-looking organizations such as Fringe Arts and Bowerbird command a more eager public every year. Devan has even more radical ideas in store. He's talking about collaborating with the surreal cabaret performers known as the Bearded Ladies.
The only way collaboration really works is if you're really kind of prepared to toss out of some of what you do and just leave it behind. You know, there's sort of, it needs to be an act of creative destruction about partnership. You have to be willing to stop holding on to something that you hold dear. In this case, it was the theater.
Opera has been at the vanguard in much of its 400-year history, just not lately. So its rearrival on the cutting edge is overdue and might be, in this incarnation, a heap of fun.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.